Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to play.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horse with you, and another winner for Bubba. Dallas, another winner. Anyways, today, you know, there's not much going on, and I thought we'd share what I was thinking on Monday night. So let's check it out, and, you know, remember that when there's nothing going on, there's not much to do. Let's not try to force the action, but let's go to Monday night and see what the hell is going on then. Here we go.
Up, everybody. Welcome aboard. It is Monday night. And Monday Night Football, where's Howard Cosell and Dandy Don? I am old enough to remember them and watched them well. As a Canadian, I think the players should respect the flag, national anthem, and military escorts. Find a way to pray to them. I agree. You don't have the right to work. You're right. Hey, I'm not arguing with anybody, okay? Honestly. I don't want to get into this whole thing. I'm not arguing with anybody, okay? I'm down. I believe in the military, as you know. I believe in respecting the country, and I believe in respecting the flag, and that's the way it goes. However, you know, again, that's it's one of the part of the things of being an American, and you know, you have to sometimes you have to live with stuff that you don't like. But I get it. Okay. No, I know. I'm with you. It was a joke. I don't take any offense to anything. Listen, I've been called a lot worse and told a lot worse, but no, I get it. There was a lot of kneeling. I got the joke. I was with you. Anyways, so, you know, markets were, you know, a little bit lower. I don't think there's anything, you know, crazy today. You know, it's still kind of slow. You know, a little bit of stuff going on. I mean, you know, we had the Fed last week. You know, last week was a little bit muted. Because of the Jewish holidays. And of course, I think, is Yom Kippur Friday night, Saturday, or Saturday night, Sunday? Does anybody know? I asked last night, but nobody knew. Friday night, Saturday, or Saturday night, Sunday? It doesn't make a difference, and that's, I forgot to look it up myself. So in the meantime, you know, the markets are still really drifting. There's some very interesting signs that we're going to look at, and one would be the tech wreck and the key reversal in the NASDAQ last week, which is, you know, we've had a lot of daily false starts, but this is the first weekly one I can remember. Friday night to Saturday. Okay, that makes a difference. All right, so if it's Friday night to Saturday night, Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur, I should say, that will have somewhat of an effect on Friday's trade. So be aware, it'll probably be a little bit slower than normal because many of those who celebrate will be long gone well before the close, because obviously this time of year it's getting darker early, and to get to where you got to go, you got to get there before sundown. So be aware that Friday could be a little bit slower. Okay. You know, that's what we're going to look at. So anyways, before we get started, I actually just want to mention my futures speculating trades. We do day trades and long-term trades. You know, we give day trades for those who don't want to carry margin or whatever. We've been doing really well. If you have any interest, check it out. There's no long-term contract. There's nothing to sign up for long-term. It's month by month. If you like it, great. If not, no big deal. I just want to bring it up because we are doing very well, and it's been the best trade for now. Because it's not that long a term. So anyways, no call would ever start without the words of wisdom from our friend Connie. And of course this week she says, I believe this is Walt Disney. Am I correct? If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you dream it, you can become it. Oh, it's okay. Well, that was a good guess. I thought I read that from Walt Disney once. You know, I mean, I do all these searching for things and looking for different sayings and things. As you know, I send out a different one every week. So, but markets themselves are, again, there's no reason to believe that today is the start of the big correction. You know, but it could be, you know, on one hand, it could be this, on the other hand, it could be that. The bottom line is that the key here is still the patience. The markets are still giving us a test, and the test is simple. All right. Do you have enough patience to wait for it? Because, again, I know most here think that the markets are going lower, me being one of them, but you have to wait patiently to get the right footprint in the market until it's going to do that. And we can believe all we want. And I can give you 1,000 reasons why the market should go lower. And I can give you one reason why it should go higher, because it is. So again, to try to pick the top of the market, to try to be first in, is always one of the bigger mistakes. And trust me, I am not speaking from a textbook. I'm speaking from, I don't know, lots of money of experience, right? Let's say maybe it's close to 7 figures of trying to, you know, pick the top of the market, you know, over the years. Because, again, there's a much easier way to wait for the footprint. We thought we had some good footprints, you know, let's say a month or so ago, and they did not work. They failed. But, again, then we would be out and ready to move on. Oops. Anyways, of course, the other thing that always goes on every Monday is my bitch. Right. Because I get the, it's my call. I get the bitch. Well, I mean, I bitched the whole call anyways, but this is my designated bitch. And of course, I don't know if anybody listened to Janet Yellen's press conference, but they're always double talking. I don't understand. OK. And the other thing I don't understand, if they keep telling me how good things are, and if they're so good, why can't they raise rates? What is this about the inflation target? You know, there's so many things that you don't really get. And if she uses idiosyncratic one more time, I thought I was going to lose my lunch. I mean, I counted over and over about 12. And to me, that's it just ridiculous. OK, I think their whole speech is ridiculous, because who could understand what she was saying? She was, on one hand, we're going to do this. On the other hand, we're going to do that. And I think that that's just a total farce, in my opinion. But anyways, so. And, of course, she spoke again yesterday, and again, she said more of the same, nothing. And I think that, to me, that is not, we wouldn't call that being transparent. This is more like being some BS kind of hiding and throwing out some words of and things and trying to you know, see how the markets react. You know, I hated that when Ben Bernanke did his deal in May of 13, I believe it was. And I don't like her any better just for those reasons. I think one of the big things that all of us have to kind of realize is that they're not there doing you a favor. All right. That's really the bottom line. They're not out here doing us any favors. They're doing their own thing, and they're trying to manipulate and move markets so that they can escape the crap that they've designed. Because I think we've all kind of figured out that what they're doing is ridiculous. What they're doing is not anything that's going to help the average American. I think that what they're doing is the using things that just don't really make a heck of a lot of sense. I think that is more the story. And I think that's what we have to focus on is, you know, how are we going to get ourselves back into real good shape? Because they're certainly not going to put us there. That's just the way that I feel about it. Again, I'm an anti Fed guy these days, but in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show and, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, libertytalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And you know, we do Bubba's daily updates every single day. If you'd like to receive them into your inbox, all you have to do is email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. I'll send them to you every day. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're sharing a little bit of Monday, doing a little commentary.
a little of this, a little of that. Of course, I mentioned that the Yellen spoke, and of course, I think there's, I don't know, 11 or 12 Fed heads talking this week. For what? Who knows? But they need to get a feel so they know how to manipulate and how to screw everybody. In the meantime, let's get back to Monday, and here we go.
Today, on the days of our lives, we saw the Dow go down 53. All right, you know, a little bit of a rounding top here. Now, last week, we did not want to make a commitment of where we would think of selling it because, again, I don't think it's the prudent thing to do. I think that it's more important, you know, to watch and observe here. And I still believe, as we said last week, 22.2 might be a spot to step in and buy. I'm not personally a buyer of any of the big indexes myself. I'll buy stocks. I'll do a lot of things, but I'm not a big buyer of the indexes. However, if you notice where we bounced off of 22.19, and we rallied back 90 points. So there you go. That looks to be pretty good support. You know, you want to look at some resistance. You know, 22.4, I don't think it's the right time yet. All right. That's my take of it. I think what you need to see, which I've said many, many times, is we're starting to get a little bit trending lower. You know, it's only 3 days, but it's lower high, higher high, lower high, lower low, lower high, lower low, lower high, lower low. So this is the pattern that we're looking for. What we really want to see is the next rally that comes, and who knows when it's going to come, but that rally has to fail probably right about here, okay? That would be what you'd be looking for, and that would be more of a trigger to sell than trying to sell 22.4. Because if we get back to 22.4, there's a more than even money chance we'd take it out. So if you want to play, you should be a buyer at 22.2, and we do not have a valid sell spot yet. Because if we sell here, or we sell even on a little bit of a rally from here, that would not be, I don't think, ideal. Although it could work, I don't think it's ideal. I think there's better times ahead and waiting. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray. Right? And last week, we said, look for 22.85 to be a buyer, to 22.90, or 22.88 was a low. Nice little potential buy. Notice the pattern, exactly the same as the Dow. Also held right where it should have held and bounced. Now, again, this I'd be looking for the same thing here. I'd love to see it come down, you know, probably let's say 1 or 2% lower down to here and then rally back up and then look for a spot to sell it. OK, again, that's the best sale will come. And that's why I say don't worry about trying to get short too early. The best sale will come on a rally that fails after we've already felt that we've established a top. And I can't in good conscience say yet that I think we've established a top. It does look like a little bit of a rounding top here. But again, I don't know that there's a reason to step in front of the train because right now it's every time we've seen a potential sell-off, it has reversed and it has changed. I think, yeah, Yellen uses Dilbert. I love it. My guys, my gang. I love it. All right. So basically, if you want to be a buyer, you can be a buyer. I'm going to sit it out and wait. The NASDAQ. Now, this is very interesting, and this is something we have not seen for quite a while. And I'm going to switch to a weekly chart real quick. Okay. They had last week a key reversal. Excuse me. Opened on its high, basically closed on its low. That is known in the industry as a key reversal. Now, we get a number of those during the day, okay, but we don't often get the weekly. So it made an all-time new high and then closed lower, and it closed much lower, almost on its lows of the day. That's a signal, and you saw some of the follow-through today, which we'll look at a lot of those stocks as we cover a lot of those. But what that means is that there's some weakness being shown here. So from a standpoint here, we've got basically, we saw the Dow had 3 days, the NASDAQ, the S&P had 4 days, and I would give the NASDAQ 5 days now of repeating this. So here I would be willing to give you a sale, and that sale would be, it's not close, it would be probably around 64.50 would be where I would be willing to take a short position here. That would tie into exactly what we just talked about. We broke down from right about here, you know, right around the 64.50 area. A rally back there, so about a 1.5% rally back up would be a good indication to take a stab from the short side. using the all-time high as your exit. Okay. Again, we're not going to hold this for, you know, forever. This is where we would certainly look to get in. And then if we're wrong, we don't have a lot of risk. This is a good trade from that standpoint. It's a low risk trade that can give you a high return if we hit it right. Now, if we miss it, we get out and we take our small loss. All right. Now, again, I personally believe that the Nasdaq will come. I think it's going lower than 6,200, but I think the next big area would probably be somewhere right around here, 63 and change, which isn't that far away, which is kind of where we bounce off today. I think 62 is your next big support level. All right. I think this whole rally was ridiculous anyway. So we'll see where we go from here. But again, it's not, we don't want it to be early. There's no point to it. The Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. And while everything else is going down, the Russell made all-time new highs. Okay. So divergence, market's a little bit strange, a little bit quirky. Why are the small caps making new highs? Okay. That's always a question. You know, when you look at markets, you always have to look at something and say, well, why is that happening? What is the purpose behind this? Do they know, you know, the Duke brothers know something? And again, many would say, well, let's sell it here. And I'd say, well, you know, listen, nobody likes to be, you know, I'm always long the market in general, but you know, trading wise, I'm short more often than I'm long. But I don't see any real purpose to get in here and sell this here. I'd love to short it. I mean, I actually came in short stock today. You know, I let an exercise, I got assigned. I mean, I involuntarily took assignment. I knew what I was doing. And I couldn't believe that it wasn't lower when the market opened. Okay. And it only traded down for a few minutes and then before it popped right back up again. So this is making new highs. Do you really want to say, okay, I can pick the stiff high? And I don't think you should. I think here we have no sell spot here. I can't even justify a real spot here. I think here you look for, you know, probably, you know, 1430 or so as a pullback, which is a pretty big hit here. If you want to look to be a buyer. Otherwise, you just stay on the sidelines in this index because, again, it's certainly going up, and I'm certainly not going to get in the way of it. Rut double top. No, I'm not selling it because exactly what I just said. It's making brand new highs. Yes, it is a double top, but remember that when you're trading double tops and double bottoms, all right, it's a good question, and I'm glad you brought it up because it bears talking about. When you're trading double tops and double bottoms, all right, you want to sell double tops when the market is trending lower or at least sideways. And you want to buy double bottoms when the market is trending higher. So you want to sell double tops when we're trending lower and buy double bottoms when we're trending higher. Here we're trending higher. Okay. The overall trend is still higher. Yes, it's getting wider and there's more reason to believe that it's going to break down. But again, we'll have so many opportunities to get short this. There's no reason to try to do it here. Okay. What will invariably happen if anybody does it here and you're right, they'll miss the much bigger move that will be coming at some point. I think you're better off waiting. Again, we've got enough stocks to trade. We've got enough stuff to do. We don't have to do this right now. Doesn't crude oil at 52? All right. Hold on. I think that's next, right? Crude. Charlie Lima. Okay. Charlie Lima. All right. So crude exploded today. Why did it explode today? Well, I mean, if you're a technical analyst, you'd say it broke out, which is certainly not a terrible reason, right? Higher lows, ascending triangle, breakout. Okay. Now, obviously, that didn't feel good for me. It didn't do a good job for me because I'm pretty short oil. But I didn't get out either. But
we'll come back with oil after the break. But again, these are things you'll hear the explanation. But it, you know, Brent crude, okay, was spiking higher for other reasons, and of course, we don't care about Brent because we're WTI. So it's always something to think about and look at when you're watching these, and you know, understand that you get these contango and backwardation formations that happen, and this looks like it's trying to work its way to backwardation, which would be even more proof that oil has reached a pinnacle. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every single day, and if you want to receive the Bubba's Daily Update, It's free. Just email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. I'll email it to you every day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're having a good old time talking about oil now and kind of mixing in and out for Monday. But in the meantime, you know, again, we want to make sure that we have a good, proper stance to get in and real good footprints. So, but let's go back to Monday and we'll talk about some oil and all gold and some other things. Here we go.
At the end of the day, all right, you got this big rally here. So now what do you do with it? I look at this rally, in my eyes, as a blow off to the upside. Okay, that's what I look at it. All right. Again, I'm still pretty bearish oil. And, you know, again, I don't really watch the news or read the news. You know, that's usually not a part of my commentary. I mean, I'll give you some of the news out there, but this happens to be important. And I haven't even looked at it, so I'm going to do it with you live right now as we speak. I want to see what the overall situation here is. And this is what we call the contango and backwardation model. Okay. All right, so what happens is in contango, you've got 5211 to go up higher, and these are the months going out. All right, and this happens to look a little bit like a little bit of fear coming in here, all right, because the spread should be a little bit wider. And if it inverts, it's definitely fear. So what I would say... Hold on one second. So what I would say is, you know, again, I'm a seller here. The other point of this is that Brent crude, we use what they call WTI, okay, West Texas Intermediate. And there's some fear in the North Korean region and out there that they're going to run short of oil. And I think more fear pushed this higher today than it was a breakout. So, again, I'm not taking the breakout away, but I think a lot of it was fear. And I want to watch this for a couple of days, this formation, because if November, which is what we're trading, goes over like December, then it's 100% a fear trade and it's more panic. And then I definitely step into it and sell it. Back in 14, when crude was 112 in July, it was 95 in December. Right? That was when we had a Mideast crisis. We don't have anything to do with Brent crude oil anyways. And we don't have anything to do with that whole region when it comes to oil. And I'm assuming, and I would guess, that we'll see a lot of oil being pumped in. And there's still the same issue from a fundamental standpoint, oversupply. Now, the only way you could trade this, if you want to trade it, okay, if you're not in it already, is from a blow-off pattern, which means that you could take a chance and sell it up here, but you'd have to use a stop at, let's say, you know, somewhere 5280 or something like that. In other words, risk $400 or $500 if you want to trade it. And I'm not recommending that you do it. I'm short, and I've been short, and I'm not getting out here. I've made good money trading it back and forth. I may add, you know, depending on what the action looks like tomorrow, but there's not a clear cut, as we've had for months, a clear cut spot to either buy or sell it. So here, this is strictly a blow off trade that you'd be trading, and you'd be looking for it to fail, at least to make some dough off of it. So I would be very cautious here. And, you know, again, I put on a couple of trades today for everybody in a couple of oil related stocks or ETFs that, you know, are playing in the short side of oil, because that's where I believe it is going. Gold, Golf Charlie. Okay, had a nice bounce and really held support. And I write for Kitco every day. And I kept saying that this was a key level, 1290. And of course, finally today, it jackrabbited up and reversed and went up like about $20 from the low. All right, but where are we? Well, you know, 1320 will probably be some resistance. Again, I am not a seller. First of all, I'm not really a net seller anyways. But I'm not a seller here until probably 1340. I would like to sell short for a little bit. But I do think we're going to probably reach that 1370 target first at some point here. So I don't want to carry too big of a short position until we get a better idea. But I think the support held pretty damn well. And it really, gold looks like it's starting to try to take off a little bit. Does it make sense to look for April levels to sell against? That's the highest compared to recent prices, referring to oil. You could, but again, remember, April is not as liquid. Okay. If you're one of the things you always want to remember about trading anything, okay, if you're going to be right, you're going to make more money in the front month than you're going to make out in time. Okay. But if you're like, if you say, you know what, I want to take a position for long term and I'm willing to hold on to it, then you can go out to April. I have no problem with that. But you know, again, I don't like that long a term. I don't like to make that big of a commitment. Certainly it's reasonable, and you could look at it, but I would also say that it's much thinner out there. Now if we saw the formation start to change, then we would certainly maybe consider going out to different months, because we don't want to be involved with a month that's filled with fear. So gold, you know, again, I think you look to be a buyer at 1290 anytime it comes back down there. I think you look to be, you take some profit maybe at 1320, you take some profit maybe at 1340, and if we get to 1370, which is a little higher near, but you look to be maybe short for a short-term trade. Not a futures contract 6 months ago? I'm confused. Oh, maybe that's why. No, sell longs at 1340. Look to short at 1370. Not a future contract 6 months ago. Somewhere I lost in the translation. How else do you think crude oil will reverse? I think it'll reverse quickly when it reverses. Now again, it may last longer. You know, there's no like automatic, like, okay, well, it's going down tomorrow. It could last an extended period of time. You know, it depends on how much real fear is out there, all tied in with how many traders are actually short. You know, that's a big thing we talk about, short squeeze. Oh, I'm referring to this year's April price. Oh, I got you. I don't know. Does my chart go back that far? Let's see. I'll look at that real quick here. So I got to go back to. So you're looking in here, 55. Yeah, I mean, one of my guys has a target of 55. So that would make sense. Certainly, I would be a seller. Certainly, I'm a seller there. Okay, I think we're still going to see 40 in this before it's all said and done. In fact, I think someday you're going to see back under 20. And this is not in the near-term future. This is in a long time from now. But, all right, now bonds. Right, so they gave us a little bit of action. They did sell off as we expected. And we thought that, you know, the 154 area might be in a hold. And we went right underneath it. Look, we went right underneath 154, made a rounding bottom, and popped right back up. And I think right about here, 155, 155 and change is a great spot to sell them again. All right. I think they're going to start to head lower. I think that you're going to see this break down to the downside. And I think my first main target would be 151 and then lower. But I think I got enough evidence now and the charts are cooperating that I think 155, 155 and a half, that would be 155.16, would be a great spot to sell it. Okay. the dollar. Delta X-ray Yankee. All right, so the dollar is all of a sudden, you know, it's been really ugly. We've called the bottom about 3 weeks in a row, and we haven't made a new bottom. But in the meantime, we haven't been able to break out. Okay, this is starting to look more attractive. Okay, it had a nice, you know, it had a good reversal on the Fed day, which is here, and then it failed a little bit. Now it's trying to break out again. But the overall pattern you're seeing as it tightens into a little bit of a triangle, you want to watch this. Now again, we're not in a position to buy here. What I'd be looking for is if it does break out, I'd look for it to break out maybe to 94 and then look to be a buyer at 93. I'm a buyer every day, all day at night, like 91.5. Okay. Because to me, we're not going lower than that. And I'm willing to step in there. You know, one of the things about when you have these currency wars with all these central bankers and Federal Reserve is that I believe that the euro currency, the ECB, is getting a little bit concerned that their currency is getting a little bit too hot. So don't be surprised to see a little bit of intervention, and don't be surprised if one day you walk in and the euro currency is down a couple of hundred ticks, or in our case, it would be a couple of pennies, because that's what it is. It's 119 is a penny, and it trades in fraction of the penny. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, again, this is pretty solid in consolidation. I would think you'd probably look to be a buyer if you're trading this, around, you know, say the 119 level, or I'm waiting to be a seller, you know, almost near 121. That's what I would look for. Again, I believe there'll be some interference here, but you can't try to jump early because you'll be at the mercy of a news item that you won't even see. It'll happen early. And of course, you know, we've seen this before with Japan and with the other central banks, that they do something to try to adjust their own currency. From a pure technical standpoint, you could only be at this level, you could only be a buyer.
And of course, that's our wonderful financial engineering, manipulation, stealing, whatever you want to call it. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day. And don't forget to get Bubba's daily update. All you have to do to get it for free is email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com every day after the close. You'll get about a 4 to 6 minute video with my thoughts of what's going on in the markets. We're going to step out here for break. We will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and welcome to Financial Engineering. No, just kidding. So anyway, so we're looking at some of the stuff on Monday, and we still got to look at the pound and the VIX, and of course, we're going to look at some stories. Let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
So I would look to be, you know, I'm not going to buy, but you can play this. If you don't play futures, you can try to play through the FXE if you want. It's not as liquid as I like. It certainly doesn't have much volatility, but it does track pretty good. And again, I'd be more looking for a spot to sell it. But certainly it's let's say 119 to 121 would be the levels I'd be looking at. And that's a lot of money. That's, if you're trading futures, that's $2,500 a contract, $1,250 per penny. So that's what I would look for there. And of course, the British pound, we said last week, you might want to look at that, maybe take some profits. You know, we've been trading this since in the low 120s. Again, I think you probably see a little bit lower here. Again, longer term, I'm looking to be a buyer again, but I think we will get a reasonable pullback. And I would look for a pullback probably back to maybe 130. I would not be initiating new money here or new buy here. And then, of course, the VIX. Even today, they were yapping about how much the VIX is up. You know, I hate when they do that, right? They always make the number, either they say the number if it's a big number, and the percentage isn't bigger, if it's a percentage wise. So, this is up 12%. Well, it ended up closing up 6%. This is pretty much of a failure in volatility again. We are testing the lows. We're testing the bottom end. I think that you're probably looking at, 11 is probably resistance for now. Now, again, I think you'll see volatility. I know the big commercials are massive. There's a record position in volatility futures. There is a record, what they call skew. Here, let me just show this to you. I don't trade this, but I'm going to show it to you. I don't know if I should or not, but I will. All right. So we always trade at the money, right? So the $10 calls, okay? The $10 call. Right, let's do this. It's better yet. The $10.50 calls, okay? They're a little bit out of the money. See what they're trading at? Trading at $2.10, okay? At a 70% implied vol, all right? The $10.50 puts are basically under parity, okay? At 20 cents. Now, what that is, that's called a skew. And right now, this is almost in a position that these guys won't be able to make money either, no matter what happens, okay? Because they've pumped up so much air into the at the money calls, thinking that we're gonna have a big volatility explosion. They need $13 or 13 just to get even. So this is one of the problems, and this is, you've got people trying to overshoot it here. So I'd be, you know, very careful in this market. But the overall chart, you know, again, I'm not excited about it. Hopefully this might be a double bottom, but again, we are in a downtrend. So again, double bottoms are not as great. Maybe this will be the start of some regular volatility. I mean, we don't want the big moves. We want it to start to creep up steadily. Rocket Man caused the VIX to move. It could have been. You know, look, I think you got a lot of people on edge. I think the markets are on edge, but, you know, we're still going higher. So that's the way it goes. Now, I call this the tech wreck. And, of course, I showed you the key reversal. You saw Amazon, which we'll look at later. All those techs we'll look at in a little bit, so I'm not going to go into them now. But, again, it's pretty ugly. All right, pretty ugly. And again, I would never myself sell into it now. I'd have to wait for some sort of a rally, which is what we probably will do. Brent crude spikes to highest since July of 15. Look at this move in Brent. Again, this is more of a fear. First of all, everybody knows from being with me that this move is a fear trade anyways. So this is a blow off to begin with on a short-term chart. So are we really going to, you know, want to buy this? And the answer is no. We'd be looking for a spot to sell it. That goes for Brent too. But Brent is, you know, from the North Sea, and WTI comes out of our ground here. Okay. North Korea says Trump declared war, threatens to shoot down bombers. I mean, this guy is a whack job. Okay. But he is what he is. This is what we have to, this is what we're dealing with. And as I said, that I felt that something would be done by a week ago Friday, but it took one more week to go, but they did do something, and China did step up. Now, whether China will honor their bargain, I don't know. But it looks like there's a little bit of issue going on here. And of course, we had the little flyby over the weekend, which I thought was a pretty good show of strength, in my opinion. You know, and I'm glad nothing happened, but I'm sure that we were planned, if something did go awry, that they'd be ready to go in and take them out. Cash in on the bubble talk. All right. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, a lot of people are calling for a bubble, but a lot of people are still calling for the markets to go higher. And I don't know which way they're going to go for sure. I mean, I think we're overvalued. I mean, we've had the highest valuation since 1929, based on adjusted prices. But again, that doesn't mean anything, again, because they can go for a lot longer than you and I think they can go for. But if you want to compare Janet Yellen's statement the other day, which is we will have no more crashes in our time, you want to go back to 1928 and John Maynard Keynes, who said the same thing. I always get leery when somebody tells me nothing can go wrong. But what you're seeing here is a lot of greed at the end here. You're seeing a lot of push. And I think this is a good, if you're looking to sell out of stuff, this is a great opportunity. Now, I personally don't sell out of stuff. I just hedge it. But if anybody turns stuff into cash, this is a spot to maybe do it. You're getting some pretty hefty pricing here that you're looking for, and you can cash in on what these goofs are trying to do, because the talk of the bubble is keeping the markets afloat. Chicago Fed Index points to slower economic growth. Gee, really? I didn't know we had. You know, this is the big thing I have, the growth issue. Okay. If we had growth, then there'd be no problems. We don't have any growth. That's been my contention the entire time. We have no growth, and without it, where are we going? All right. You know, you have corporate balance sheets that have great earnings, but they're spending, they're putting less money in the economy. Not very good. How Obamacare fooled the Federal Reserve, and this is, goes back to the inflation and the whole thing. And of course, this is the biggest crimp on everything, is the healthcare program, because the cost is restricting employers from hiring, is keeping small business out of business, which means that the velocity of money is not happening, which means that the middle class, what's left of us, is not spending, which means there's a much bigger problem brewing down the road. Bitcoin probably worth zero. I don't know. Again, I was dead against Bitcoin when I first started to learn about it. The more I watch it, and I have not gotten the thing done yet because I can't even figure it out. But, I don't know that it's going continue to go higher. But a lot of people that I respect are using it now. And of course, the technology, the blockchain technology is really good. So I'm not so sure that we will not have a cryptocurrency as like a gold or whatever that people use now, whether it be Bitcoin or not, or Ethereum or whatever, whichever ones they figure out, that I don't know. But I don't think it's worth zero. I think that it's going to be in play for quite a while, because the one thing about the cryptocurrency world is they're the only true free markets right now. You may not like them, but they trade 24 hours a day. There's no intervention. There's nobody manipulating the price of those. I mean, let me rephrase it. I'm sure there's people trying to manipulate price, but at the end of the day, it's a true free market. Okay, there is no Federal Reserve. There's no centralization. So, something to think about.
And of course, you know, we've turned. You know, as I do with anything, I've had a change of heart as to what, you know, I believe about Bitcoin and those things. And again, I'm not afraid to admit that I might have been wrong. I think that that's something that we have to look for as traders and investors is, well, maybe we made the wrong decision. And so, you know, again, I'm not like 100% believer. Like, I wouldn't put all my money into it, but certainly I wouldn't have a problem investing in it and playing with it, or some of them. In the meantime, boy, this went by fast. That'll do it for today. This is the Bubba Show for Wednesday. Todd Bubba Horowitz, of course, libertytalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every single day. And of course, don't forget to get my new daily update, which is done right after the close. I do a little video. I'll send it to you via email for free. All you have to do is email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and you can get your daily update from me. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back tomorrow. Not after the break. Today is the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.